Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, Blessed. I will be right here with you till 11 a.m., playing the very best in gospel music. Let's get started.
Acts 1 and 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Yeah. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the powers come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying. Your power to make me sorrow right. We need your power.
given. It is me. Today, Lord,
today,
let me say this, have I helped some needed soul that was falling by the way, Lord,
the way.
Then when I pray at night, let me say this.
Hope you're having a great time. I got more music on the way. It's 15 minutes after 8 a.m. and on a beautiful sunny day. I'm your host, Blessed. Now back with more music.
But let the
It hurt me so bad when you strayed away. We were so close. You decided you wanted to enjoy life, so you just had to go. But you know, just like I know, that God has a plan for you. I don't care where you may go, my friend. This one thing I know is true. It's just a matter of time. And you his patience is so strong. So go ahead and run. Do what you want to do. But one day you'll see what I'm saying is true. It's a matter of time. And you sing together in the choir. We walk to Sunday school. I can remember the very night when the Spirit fell on you. But somewhere along the way, you got discouraged, and you told me that you were through. I want you to know that I still love you, my friend. Yes, I do. And I'm still praying for you. I believe it's just a matter of time. And you'll be back.
You'll be back.
I don't know how long. I don't know how long. But his patience is so strong. Just go on and run. Do what you want to do. But you're sure gonna need it. Your life is through. It's a matter of time, and you will.
You'll be back.
You think you can make it, hanging out with your so-called friends.
to give us eternal life. And the life is this song. That's the reason why I'm leaning on my God, everlasting, everlasting on.
You're catching the wave with your host, Blessed. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Or tune in on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And also feel free to call in and listen on your mobile phone or request a song at 347-215-8049. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with hips up high. Tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like. Oh. And if it does, you can rise above.
Crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You gotta sing it one more time.
Yeah.
All that I knew weak.
But
you made me strong. You see, they thought that I would crumble.
But they were so wrong.
You held my hand.
Encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say. Oh my, with the Lord on your side, you can do anything. He said, I can, I know, I will triumph.
Thank you.
It's indeed an honor and a privilege to be here today. Amen. To worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. How many people out there know that the Bible says that God is our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer? Our God, our strength, in whom we can trust. Therefore, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of persecutions, amen, you ought to be able to say these words here.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I
gonna trust in the Lord. Let me hear you sing it again with me.
I'm gonna treat every, everybody.
I want to send a shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for the comments and all of the listeners that tune in each and every day. I'm your radio host, Blessed. Now, let's get back with more gospel music.
refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy.
Bring that one back from the top.
I will worship him and give the praise to him. sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry, hold us. Yes, we cry, yes, I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him.
I will worship him.
Yes.
It's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful sunny day. Please make sure you keep some water nearby if you're traveling today because it's going to be a very hot day. Thank you again for tuning in with me. I'm your host, Blessed. We'll be right back, right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington. Around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Yeah.
one thing that I found. If there's nothing to separate me from your love. Heaven saw that it was over. Thought I'd never feel that love again. Yeah. The world was praying heavy on my shoulders. Really had me thinking it was the end. Oh.
God, the prisoners listen. Little did they know what would come next. Oh, all of a sudden, the earth began to quake and the foundation of that jail began to shake. The door flung open. The chains of all the prisoners came loose. So don't tell me. I'm not waiting for the morning.
Why would it? This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get away.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God on today that he was on yesterday, the same God yesterday and today that he will be forevermore. I tell God thank you for all things. As we come on this day, I thank God for being able to come back one more time. The last time we was here, it was 2023. But I thank God that he has allowed us to venture into another year. And I tell God thank you for all things. I thank God for each of you who have come again to hear the Word of God. I thank God for his just being the Almighty God, for him being the healer, for him being the deliverer, for him being the miracle worker, for being the God that we can cast all our cares upon, for being the God that knows all. And ain't it wonderful that when you go to him in prayer, he can hear you? When they go to him in prayer, he can hear them. When we all go in and over, I say to God, yeah, shah God, I tell you, thank you, God. Go to God in prayer, he can hear. And he can move according to his will and his way. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day that you have made. Father God, we thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for being the same God today that you were on yesterday and the same God that you will be forevermore. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the merciful God. Thank you for being the God that sent your grace to walk in flesh in the name of Jesus that we might be redeemed back to you. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you move in the hospitals, God. Touch the surgeon's hand. Touch the doctor's hands, God. Touch the nurses. Touch everybody in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your word, God, that you are the life. And I thank you for all things, God, for being that light that we can follow. Father God, I thank you for being the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to go into your prisons, God. Go into your nursing homes, God. Go into our schools, God. Oh, Father God, go on our college campuses, God. Oh, Father God, eat it all by say, shun it all by see, God. Eat out by shall, yeah, God. Eat out all by say. In the name of Jesus that you cover with your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I ask that you deliver. I ask that you save in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for all things, great and small, dear God. Father God, bless your pastors, God, throughout the land. Oh, Father God, anoint them afresh with your Holy Ghost power, God. In the name of Jesus, as they come, God, to lead your people, God, strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, your apostles, your evangelists, your teachers, God, Ishataroba, see your prophets, God, move on them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood, God. And Father God, as you pour out, God, in the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Touch our children, God, and their children and their children, God. I speak your saving power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, I lift your name on high, for you are the great I am, and I thank you, God. You are everything that man needs you to be. Oh, Father God, as we call on your name, God, we ask you to deliver according to your will and your way. Oh, Father God, bless in the government, God. Touch your governors, touch your president, touch your congressmen, God. Touch your senators, I say, God. Oh, God, give them your heart, God. Pour the word into them, God. Let them know that you are God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I come against hate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I release your love, God. In the name of Jesus, I say, God, that you get all. Touch the hearts of your people, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you, glorify you. Touch, God, on the streets, God, those that are homeless, God. I ask you to provide in the name of Jesus those that may be hungry, God. I ask you to provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Father God, I ask that you heal the brokenness, God, that's going around, God. Oh, Father God, those that don't want to forgive, God, give them your heart that they will forgive, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, heal right now in the name of Jesus those words that were spoken, God, that tore down, God. That you build up, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for just being the Almighty God. Father God, I ask these things in your Son Jesus' name that you get all of the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you because it is a blessing to be able to come back one more time. That lets me know that I haven't died, that you haven't died, that you're still here. We still got a work to do. The word of God that said that we shall do greater. And as we follow God and we are obedient to him, he is going to anoint his people that they will do greater miracles, that they will do greater things throughout the world. And I tell God, thank you for all things. Because, see, he is a God that will not lie. And I'm so grateful that I can depend on him, that you can depend on him. And as I always said, that you can go to him and he won't have to put me on hold or put you on hold or put them on hold. But he can answer each one of our calls when we call on his holy and righteous name. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. And as we go into teaching, that you come and join us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. And we invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. And after you pray, if you so desire, you can leave or you can stay. But the word of God says where two or three come together, touching and agreeing, he will be in the midst. And I tell God, thank you for just being the God that can be everywhere at all times. And as you already know, we are here on NFI Radio on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10. And on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, have come on board to join us to bring the word to do what God say to do. We tell God thank you. We ask you to join us as we stand on the word of God and give the word. And again, Pastor Austin is with us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, and on Thursdays, it's yours truly. And we're going to be having guests coming in the month of January that's going to bring forth the word and do what God say to do. Because, see, it's not about me, but it's about God getting all of the glory. And if you have penned a book and you want to come and talk about that book, let me know. You're invited. I tell God thank you for the work that the men and women of God are doing as they are sharing their lives, as they are penning what God say to pen. I tell God thank you. And on January the 21st at 3 o'clock p.m., our own Brother Cedric Strickland will be bringing the word of God. We invite you to come out and join us as the young man bring forth the word God has called him. And I tell God thank you. I'm looking forward to a powerful word of God. And you be praying for the man of God that he will come and do what God have called him to do. And we would like to thank our sister churches, Two Way Apostolic Ministries from Apex and Church Without Walls from Lewisburg for coming on Sunday to join Christian Life for our friends and family day. We thank God for you. And as I always say, the door is open for our apostles, our pastors from our sister churches to come and bring a word from God. But I thank God for all things, how powerful he is and all that he is doing. I pray that as we celebrated Christmas, that you had a blessed Christmas and that you celebrated because of God sending his son Jesus. And we know he won't born in December, but not only in December should we give him glory and celebrate him, but he is to be celebrated every day to the year. And as we come together to celebrate Jesus, one thing I was asking God was just to pour out more love between family, to pour out more love between friends. And I tell God thank you, but we ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. And as we come on today, still determined to do a work for God, I tell God thank you for all that he is doing. As we come today, we're going to be talking about when we hear the shepherd's voice, when we as sheep hear the shepherd's voice, when we as born-again Christians, as disciples, hear the voice of Jesus speaking unto us, that we will do what he has called us to do. And when we look at Jesus being the shepherd, we know that a shepherd is one that leads. I'm looking from the spiritual point of view. As a shepherd, that shepherd will lead his or her sheep. And when we look at Jesus being the shepherd of all mankind, we knew that he would stand on the righteousness that his Father sent, that he would do what his Father called him to do. And as we look at him being our shepherd and we being the sheep, he's not calling us an animal, but when we look in the natural and we see a shepherd that leads his sheep or her sheep, she go before them and the sheep will follow, because that sheep knows the voice of the shepherd, and that sheep will listen. As we look at the Word of God, talking about the sheep following the shepherd's voice, if we go to John 10, verse 27, the Word of God say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." When we are sons of God, when we are true born-again Christians, when we have turned from sin and we have turned unto Jesus and we have turned unto the Father and unto the Holy Ghost, we're going to hear God's voice and we're going to follow God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As we are true sheep of God, and that was the Word of God metaphorically speaking, so we could get an understanding of what Jesus was saying. When we are true sheep of Christ, who is the shepherd, we obey his voice and we follow him. When we read the Word and we apply that Word to our life, we will only follow Jesus. We will be obedient to his word. When we read the word and we hear the word speaking unto us as sheep, you will be obedient every day to the week, not just sometime. But as a hearer and a follower of Jesus, you won't hit the exit ramp. Yeah, I know we are not perfect, but I tell God, thank you, that as you are following the shepherd's voice, you're going to want to walk in righteousness every day to the week. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." I know the difference between Jesus speaking and when Satan is speaking. Satan is about sin. Jesus is about righteousness. The Word of God tells us we can't serve two masters at one time. We're going to love one and hate the other. If you are a lover and a follower of Jesus, you will hear his voice in the Word of God when you read that Word. You're going to hear his voice when you go into prayer. In the name of Jesus, you're going to follow him. You're going to be obedient to his word, because you know the difference between his voice and the voice of Satan. Why? Because Jesus is the light. Jesus is righteousness. Satan is darkness. Satan is about sin. But when you are sheep of the true and living God, you will know when he speaks. Verse 28 said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Because, see, Jesus went through some trials and some tests, but he stood on the word. He didn't take down. Enemies came at him on every hand, but he didn't take down. And as he is the Son of the living God, and we follow him, and he draw us nigh unto him, he is one that would keep us close to him. You remember when we were in the world and people would tell us to forgive. And we had that saying, I had the saying, I'll take responsibility for me. I'm going to forgive, but I'm going to feed them out of a long-handled spoon. That was not God. He told us to forgive, because see, if we didn't forgive and throw it in the sea of forgiveness as he threw it in the sea of forgiveness. Ah, we haven't truly forgiven. But God let us know through his word that he give unto us eternal life and that we shall never perish. Why? Because we are following the shepherd in the name of Jesus. I thank God for Jesus Christ coming to this earth, walking and giving life that we would not be banished from the presence of God. I tell God thank you for hearing his voice. He might not come and say, Gladys, this is God, this is Jesus, this is the Holy Ghost. No. But one thing that I do know, when you go into the Word of God, when you have an active prayer life, and you go before him, and you read that Word, and you apply the Word to your life, you'll know that it's coming from the shepherd, because see, the shepherd won't lead his sheep astray. He stands on righteousness. As we hear Jesus' voice through his word, might come a time that you stray. Might come a time that you refuse to hear his voice. But one thing that I do know, when you are godly sorry and you repent and you come back unto him, and you're truly sorry, not just doing it so we think to get out of trouble, but when we turn back unto him, we won't be like one of those sheep who strayed away from him and didn't go back. We won't be like one of the sheep that didn't hear his voice anymore. But one thing that I know, when you repent and you are godly sorry, he will draw you back to him. And one thing that I do know is when you follow the shepherd, you won't perish. I tell God thank you that when you follow Jesus Christ every day of your life, this is not a Sunday journey that you follow the shepherd and you live the word. This is not a special occasion journey, but in order to have eternal life, you must follow the shepherd who is Jesus Christ each and every day. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus being the shepherd. As he is the shepherd, he wants us to know as his disciples and know that we know who he is, to know that he is a God of love, because see, he was in the beginning with God, and I tell God thank you. John 1:1 lets us know that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if we look at verse 2, it said the same was in the beginning with God. And I thank God for his son Jesus being there in the beginning, being a shepherd, not that just came right now, but he was a shepherd. Eat up, I say, from the beginning. He said, yes, God, I thank you. God for his son Jesus being the shepherd that we can follow as we look at him being a shepherd. When we read the word, we see that he shows us through the word that we got to follow him. And as we follow him, and we are obedient to his word, he would never, ever leave us or forsake us. As I've already said, there are going to be times that you might go astray. but he won't leave us or forsake us. And as we follow Jesus, who is the shepherd, and we are obedient to his voice, we are obedient to his word, we have that gift of eternal life, and we will never perish. And I tell God, thank you. And can't nobody take us out of his hands. And I tell God, thank you, that when we follow Jesus, we're following our Heavenly Father also. Because, see, they are one. When we follow Jesus, one thing that I do know, that we can find safety and security in him. We can find that he watches over us. There may be days that we get a little bit weak, but one thing that I do know, when we cry out to the Father, when we cry out to Jesus, they will come to our rescue. I tell God, thank you for him encamping his angels round about us. I know when I'm in the presence of the angels that Jesus sent. Because, see, do you know that Satan got imps and angels that he dispatched also? But when you are a sheep of the true and living God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, you are in secure hands. And I tell God, thank you. When you serve God, and he is your shepherd, even when you're going through trials and tests, he will be there for you. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. As we look at the word of God, it said after Jesus gathered his flock, he walks ahead of them. And as he walks ahead of us, not in the physical but in the spiritual, you're going to find that you will follow him. Because as you read the word and you go to him in prayer, you won't listen to no other voice. John 10:4 saying, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I tell God, thank you, it would be good for him to speak out physical sometimes, but the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the word of God is truth. The word of God is speaking. It is written on paper, but it is speaking to us as sheep. And I tell God, thank you, when we read that word, we won't follow no other voice. We will only follow the true and living God. As we follow the true and living God, we will walk in obedience. We will get an understanding of who he is. Because as we follow our shepherd, Jesus, as he leads and guides, he let us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we can't get to the Father no other way than to follow the shepherd, who is Jesus. And as we follow Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that I know that I won't follow nobody else. Why, verse 5 say, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from them, for they know not the voice of strangers. When you are a servant of the true and living God, you're going to follow him. You won't listen to Satan, because, see, Satan is about unrighteousness. I keep telling you that. babies, we can't serve two masters. And while I know there was only one that was perfect, and that was God's son, Jesus, who was and is our shepherd, that as we follow Jesus, we are striving for perfection. You're going to find that you have to repent all during the day. Might not speak a word, but if you have the wrong thought or you have evilness in your heart, you are not a sheep of God's son Jesus. But I want to encourage you, as Jesus came and said he is the shepherd, and we follow him. And if we look on the physical side of a shepherd leading the sheep out in the pasture, those sheep know that shepherd's voice, and they will come right behind the shepherd, and they will stay close to the shepherd. And as they stay close to the shepherd, they're going to know that they know that voice. Because, see, Jesus' voice is clear. His word is clear. That word is so powerful that we can follow him as our shepherd. I tell God, thank you for the shepherd, because he won't lead his sheep astray. As you follow Jesus, babies, he won't lead you astray. He is one that does what his father say to do. And as we hear his voice, again, verse 27, say, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. We're going to stop right there. Indicated, Jesus knows who his sheep is. He said, I know them, and they follow me. Jesus knows who is his and who is not. God bless you. I love you. Till we come back together again. Keep your focus on the shepherd. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how.
everything will be alright. When you stay, everything will work out fine. Just have faith. When you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have
say, you know that I
Can I get a witness to me? can serve him throughout eternity. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what color. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know the storm is passing over.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the
storm is passing over.
You know the
storm is passing over.
You know the feel like prophesying. That ain't a cliche. That's somebody's word in there. Tell somebody the song. You know 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 the song. It won't be long from now.
So
I need some praises. Afraid to go public. Start praising him because he's faithful. Praise him. I said praise the faithful. Go. Tell him, Bishop, it won't be long from now.
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 Something got to give.
It won't be long from now.
Something got to break.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
wondered when will it be, may not come when you want him, but he's always on time, and you will see the goodness.
Make a declaration in this room.
You will see the goodness of the Lord
while you live. Donnie McClurkin.
You cried and you prayed.
You cried and you prayed.
My God.
Prayed and
cried.
And it seems as if it wasn't enough. Oh my, my.
He's always there.
He's always right there.
Right there?
Right there to rescue you.
And you will see the goodness.
And you will see the goodness of the Lord.
You will see the goodness.
Ah. You will see.
You will see the goodness.
I'm going to give you an assignment. Jesus says, rise up and walk. I'm going to tell you to shout and dance. And somebody said, hold on, bitch. I don't dance. Dance tonight. I don't care if you just got to pick up your feet and march. I promise you, where there was nothing, by the time your feet hit the floor, there's going to be something. Don't just move your feet. You got to open up your mouth. Why do you shout? Because when you release the sound, you are opening up a new season in your life. When you go ahead and do it. Go ahead. Turn up the trombone. We gonna have church. Shout. Yeah. Oh. Shout. Shout for everybody that got your last name. Go ahead. On your way to your seat, tell somebody, I just got better. I just got better. Everything is changing. I said, everything is changing. It won't be long from now. It won't be long from now. Something's got to give. Something's got to break. In just a few more days. In just a few more days. It won't be long from now. It won't be long. Y'all go to your city. You know the song. You know the song. You know the storm. You know the storm. Feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. Hey! I feel it in my spirit. It won't be long for now.
It won't be long for now.
Y'all, I passed my time. What do you think? I passed my time. Bishop, thank you for being kind. Thank you. It won't be long from now. The money is in the mail. It won't be long from now. people see you dancing. They know your headlines, but they don't know your details. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You see me dancing.
You don't know.
You see me running.
You don't know.
Almost lost my mind. Almost lost my mind. Almost committed suicide. You don't know. You don't know. Destruction and famine, I will add. At destruction and famine, I will add. I will add. Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh devil, you've been defeated at destruction. Yes, devil, I will laugh. All right. I didn't know y'all had tamarinds at Abundant Life. I hear tamarinds. Amen. All right, Lonzo. All right. All right. The devil had a tussle, but I won. Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won. Oh, I won. Oh, me and the devil, we can't agree. I hate him. He hates me. Me and the devil had a tussle. But I won. I'm surprised Bishop hasn't pulled me off the stage. Thank you for your kindness. I want to do this quickly. After the Holy Ghost sit here, and I don't know if we got enough designated drivers. If you're from Abundant Life, will you look at somebody from your church and tell them, we just came into a new season? Tell them God has done some great things in the past. But look at them, tell them, but I see another harvest coming. While everybody else is shrinking back, while everybody else is pulling back, while everybody else is downsizing, Abundant Life, strengthen your stake. Strengthen your cord and launch the place of your tent.
crazy. You got 5 seconds left. Swing your hat. Jump and run.
All right. Just, I could only handle 2 seconds. There's another harvest coming. Every leader counts. Tell somebody, don't tell them, don't get in your feelings that you move out of your place. Because you know your children that you've been praying for God to save. You know that son you've been waiting for God to deliver.
It won't be long from now.
Some of y'all got siblings that you grew up in church with. They're not in church anymore. Every once in a while, you have to give God intercessory praise. You have to dance for them until they get back. No! You have to start shouting for them until they... I gotta go. I want you to do this real quick. Do this real quick. I need at least 50 of you. As quickly as you can, I want you to join me. I want you to help me with my phone because I couldn't find the paper.
It's about to be a celebration.
Don't you know who we are? Don't you know who our Father is?
He is enough for your overcomer.
Yeah, it's your time, your season, get ready. Let's go. Your mountain will fall.
The season was made for you, this time favor will carry you. One word in order for your life, I wanna speak over you with congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, that's right, time for celebration. You gon' see your elevation if you didn't know victory is your name. It's time for a greater change. I'm speaking into your season, now you're winning everything. We all failed, but you made it, now your past is being faded. Hats off, chin up, big smile, it's a celebration.
Everybody has a mountain and a valley season. Through the shaking, beating, pressing, now it's greater time to shine. Let's go!
I can already
your hands.
I can already feel it.
In your feet.
I can already feel it.
In your heart.
I can already feel it.
In the sanctuary.
I can already feel it.
It's
about to be a celebration.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
catch the road on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Coming up in this world, I often made mistakes. That's why each and every day I look toward heaven and say these words, please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord,
for the wrong I've done.
For the wrong I've done.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Lead me and guide me. Give me